朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
今天早上我要跟各位分享，就是
I was going to share.
本来我是要讲不同的浸受浸。
But when I look at the text and I prayed about it, I felt that was too much information.
但是当我看一看我要所讲的东西，我发现里面的知识太多。
资料太多。Well, I'd be lucky if I can.Finish on John, baptism of John.
如果我刚把施洗约翰那一段讲完，已经很好了。
And we have a baptism to be followed immediately.
我们等一下马上会有一个受浸，有一个浸礼。
And I said there are many messages that meant to be repeated.
我常常说有些的信息是应该重复的讲。
We did one on the meaning of ministry or services about several weeks ago.
几个礼拜以前，我们曾经重新再讲一次侍奉。
And baptism also is one of the subjects we have to talk about often.
受浸这件事情也是一个常常应该重复的信息。
Not only to the new believers.
并不光只是为了新得救的。
To remind also ourselves of the old, for the old ones need to be reminded too.
我们这些老基督徒也更需要受让从再一次得到提醒。
Well, let me just to assure you.
那么我要向各位保证。
Every time I was looking into the Word of God, I'm not just repeating it, just like a gramophone.
我每次再看一次看到神的话语，打开神的话的时候，我不是要就这么再一次重复的就这么样照着讲而已。
Well, for today's languages, maybe not gramophone, but tapes.
也许照今天的话呢，就是这个录音带似的。
Or maybe even CD players.
或者是
Well, anyway, when I read into the Word of God and find out what the meaning of baptism is.
当我再重新看一次，当神怎么样说，受浸是怎么一回事的时候，有很多新的思想到了我里面。
I'd like to encourage you to read the scriptures together with me.
我是鼓励各位弟兄姊妹们打开圣经跟我一起来看。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew, Chapter 3.
我们一起打开马太福音第三章。马太福音第三章。
Let's read from verses 5.
也许从第五节开始
Maybe throughout 17.
然后一直读完十七节马太福音第三章从第五节我们一直读完十七节
This may be a longer passage.
这是很长的一段
So I'd like to everybody to find a scripture and read it together.
所以我很希望在这个时候大家都能把这一段福音这段圣经找到我们大家可以一起来读
We'll wait for you. Take
我们慢慢在这里等就是要希望大家
Did you all find it?
是不是都找到了
Please raise your hand when you do.
找到的人请举手
There are some who haven't found it yet. We'll wait for you.
Yeah, 有些还没有找到，我们一起等你。
John chapter 3, verses we read from
马太福音，那这样，马太福音。
I'm sorry, Matthew chapter
第三章，我们从第五节讲看，读起，读到十七节完。
I turned to the wrong page. I was looking at John when I said Matthew. So wait for me.
We'll wait for you.
Matthew chapter 3, now I found it. All right, verses 12, let's do it together.
从第
verse 5, grace. All right, we have a great time.、Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions around about Jordan.
那是耶路撒冷和犹太全地，并约旦河。
We really should start from verse 4, right? Okay, let's read from verse 4.
好，我们从第四节读起啊。
And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leather girdle about his loin.And his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions around about Jordan. And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins.
When he was, he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism.
He said unto him, O generations of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance.
And think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father, For I say unto you that God is able
神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
For these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. 现在 And now also the axe is laid upon the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the shaft with unquenchable fire. Then came Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbid him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it not to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Please again turn to me in Luke chapter 20.
我们再看路加福音第二十章。
Luke chapter 20.
路加福音第二十章。
Verses 1 to 4.
从第一节到第四节。路加福音第二十章第一节到第四节。
Let's read it together.
我们一起读。
And it came to pass,
耶稣在殿里教训百姓。
The people
讲福音的时候，祭司长和文士并长老上前来，问他说：“你告诉我们，你仗着什么权柄做这些事？给你这权柄的是谁？”耶稣回答说：“我也要问你们一句话。”你们且告诉我。
约
翰的洗礼是从天上来的，是从人间来的呢？
If we later on read into the book of Acts,
若是后来我们在读到行传的时候，
which I will temporarily skip now,
也许我们现在暂时不读，
we see that the baptism of John became quite a ritual.
我们就发现约翰的洗礼是成为一个形式。
And Jesus also talked about baptism.
耶稣在那里也教导到洗礼。
And his disciples later on also have that baptism ministered to other people.
后来他的门徒们也都为别人施洗。
So we begin to realize if we trace back in time.
所以如果我们这样子一直找回源头的时候。
In the first generation of Christians.
在第一代的基督徒中间。
Baptism became a very important part of the belief, of the faith.
在浸礼成为一件很在信徒中间很重要的一个事情。
But before this became the custom.
但是在它成为一个习惯之前。
We can say from the Old Testament time there was no baptism.
我们可以知道在他们旧约时代没有受浸这回事。
Indeed, at the time of Pharisees asking Jesus on several things, challenging about his authorities.
而在那时候，法利赛人在很多件事情上面来向耶稣的这个权柄来挑战。
Jesus countered by asking a very, very appropriate question.
而耶稣呢怎么回答呢？他就回答用一个更非常合适的一个问题来回答他们。
And if apart from this question, we may not really understand what was going on through history, the development of baptism.
所以如果不是他这样子来这样子指出这件事情来的时候，我们就不知道到底他的这个浸礼是怎么来的，怎么回事。
Jesus was asking the Pharisees and Sadducees.
那个时候耶稣就问法利赛人跟撒都该人。
He asked them, tell me,If you want to challenge my authority, let me also ask you one question.
他说如果你要来挑战的话，那我来问你一个问题。
Now tell me, where did the baptism of John come from?
他说那么约翰的洗礼是从哪来的呢？
Was it from heaven or was it of man?
是从天上来的呢，还是从人间来的？
And the Pharisees and Sadducees was put into jeopardy.
这个时候他们这个法利赛人呢就在这挨问住了。
They couldn't answer it.
因为他们没有办法回答。
Because if they answer affirmatively,
因为如果说他们说是从天上来的
and the Jesus the Lord must say, Well, then why didn't you listen to him, to me? Because he is the one who bear witnesses to me.
那么他耶稣就会说，那你为什么不听约翰的呢？因为约翰就是为我做见证的那一位。
We know, we read from the scripture, from the gospels.
我们知道从那个福音书里面我们都读到。
John the Baptist not only preached about repentance.
约翰非仅他在那里宣讲悔改。
John the Baptist didn't not only bring people to the River Jordan and baptize them.
并不是光是把人就带到约旦河那里给他们受给他们施浸。
He also pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God."
更重要的，他就将耶稣指明出来说看哪，这是神的羔羊。
And then he also said, "I am baptizing you with the water."
他又说，我是用水给你们施洗。
But there is one who is coming behind after me.
但是有一位比我在我之后来的
who is mightier in power.
他在那里能力比我更大
He will indeed baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
而他要用圣灵来给你们施洗
Therefore, there's a statement already made public from John the Baptist.
所以在那里约翰 的宣告是已经大家都知道的
If they believe John is from heaven, and his messages, and his method, and his practice, including the baptism, is from heaven.
若是他们要承认约翰是的确是从天上有来的权柄，那么他的一切受洗，他的教训都是从天上来的。
Then they also have to confess that Jesus, who he is, according to John.
那他们就必须要承认耶稣是那一位，就是那位约翰所指出的那一位。
Now they couldn't affirmatively answer, yes, the baptism of John is from heaven.
所以他们就不能够这么样回答说，约翰的洗礼是从天上来的。
But they dare not answer contrary to what the people believe.
但是他们又不敢来说他不是从天上来的，因为这样就跟民间一般的意思相反了。
They couldn't say, no, we don't believe in John.
他们不敢说不，我们不相信约翰。
John only was doing a thing of man.
约翰只是做那个人属于人的事情。
The scripture told us they couldn't do that because they're in fear of people.
在圣经上告诉我们，因为他们怕人，所以他们就不敢这样子说。
They're in fear of the people because they, in general, the people, believe in John the Baptist.
因为一般人都相信约翰，所以他们为了害怕人，怕人，所以他们就不敢这么回答。
Pharisees and the Sadducees, because of their personal gain and positions, they could not agree with the people in general.
那么，法利赛人跟撒都该人为了自己在那里的他们的权益的关系，所以他们不愿意来说跟一般民众所不一样的事情。
Because in confessing John the Baptist is a new thing from heaven.
因为若是他要承认这个约翰的洗礼的确是一个从天上来的新事。
It is in equivalent saying the old things.In some degree, has been passed.
就等于差不多在某种程度上已经说那些旧的事情已经过去。
Now, what are the old things?
那么旧的事情是什么呢？
If we check into the Old Testament,
若是我们去看旧约里面，
there was not an incident of baptism.
没有一件施浸的事情。
Not even once were people led to be baptized.
从来没有哪一个人哪一次曾经是被是受浸。
Close in practice to this.
如果你要觉得有哪一件事情跟这个施浸有点类似的话
You will find a Syrian general Naaman was the one who was led to be dipped or baptized in that sense in the river of Jordan
所以也许你看到亚述的那个将军乃曼就是那位曾经在约旦河里面下去洗澡的那个
And he refused to be taken down into the water as my wife translated to be taken a shower
他本来就是不愿意下到那个河里去洗
He thought the water of River Jordan wasn't so good, wasn't so clean, wasn't so healthy.
因为他起先觉得你这个约旦河这个水并不是那么干净，也不是那么卫生的，他并不见得想要下去。
He said, "We have a better river in Syria."
他说我们在叙利亚那边的水难道没有这里的水好吗？我为什么要来这里下
？Our river Abana flowed from the best mountain, where the snow covered and the water was clear and pure.
我们那里的水更纯净啊，因为是从天上是从山上的雪水融下来的，我们那儿的河更好。
If I have a need to use that water as cleansing agent, why didn't I go back to there?
若是我需要这么一个河水，只是为了要洗净的话，那我不如去那个更我们我那个更好更干净的河里面去洗。
And the prophet Elijah saying to his servant saying to him,
以利亚。
No, his servant saying to him, Naaman's servant saying.
于是那个他的仆人就对他说。
If a prophet asks you of anything more difficult, wouldn't you do it?
他说，若是先知要请你做更难的事情，你不也会去做吗？
But when he was obeyed reluctantly and did come through the water.
但是当他这么样子，还是就勉强答应了，于是就下到约旦河里去洗。
And his leprosy was healed.
而他的大麻风就得到痊愈。
It is a miracle.
那是一个神迹。
But we, apart from that recording, we didn't see anything that was close to the baptism of John.
除了那一件事情记载之外，没有任何一样是跟受浸有一点点连上一点点关系的。
Now let's find out what kind of revelation John must have.
那么所以我们要看看约翰到底是得到什么样一个特殊的启示呢？
What kind of revelation John the Baptist received to give him boldness to start something new.
所以约翰他到底是得到一个什么样的启示，会开始一个这么样的一个完全不一样的一个新事。
We have to understand his messages, what his messages was.
那第一个我们要先了解他的信息是什么。
The message of John the Baptist is so clear, unwavering.
因为他的信息是那么清清楚楚的，一点都不改变。
He was challenging people to call for repentance.
因为在那里他要人悔改。
He said, "The kingdom is at hand. Repent, because the kingdom is at hand."
因为他说天国近了，你们要悔改。
His message is undoubtedly repentance.
所以他的信息很清楚的就是悔改。
Now let us try to understand how would people repent.
那么我们现在想想看，那人怎么样悔改呢
？Or let's say in the Old Testament time, how do people express their grief?
所以我们再回头看看，在旧约时代，那么人怎么样能够表现这个悔改、忏悔心里难过的心呢
？When they feel that they have done something wrong, what kind of retrieving or contriving do they do？
那么，所以当旧约时代，如果他们真的觉得自己觉得做错什么事情，他们做什么事呢
？If you would check into the Old Testament again，
若是你们要再回头看看是旧约的话
，I think in their expression, the first thing they would do is rent their clothes。
我想第一件事情就是他们撕裂自己的衣服。
When they realize they have something greatly done in against God.
当他们发现他们做到一些事情是实在是跟神的意思是违背的时候
，either by transgression or purposefully committing an error.
不管是他们犯了罪，或者是他们有了过犯
，when they feel bad inside, they rent their clothes.
当他们里面觉得难过、伤心的时候，他们就将衣服撕裂。
And when you have also met a great difficulty, you also do the same thing.
若是你碰到了很大的难处的时候，也是你做同样的事情。
And some people even would like to put on their a linen clothes, linen thing, sackcloth.
甚至有人就披着麻布。
There's a great difference between sackcloth and linen, right? Linen is too fine.
细麻布跟那个粗的那个麻袋大不相同。
In fact, they did put on the sackcloth.
所以他们实在是就把那个粗的那个披麻。
They try to express their pain, let the rustling rub against their skin to cause them to be painful.
于是他们在那里他们就是披麻蒙灰，拿这个灰尘在身上，扬在身上，来表示他们心里的难过。
Because they want to show the people that they are painful because of their sins.
因为他们要让表明他们的心里的难过，因为他们罪。
Now you wouldn't hurt yourself purposely, would you?
我想你不会故意伤害自己。
But you want sometimes you pound on yourself, regretting you have done some stupid and condemnable.
但是有时候你实在是想要打自己，因为你发现自己做了那么愚笨、那么糟糕的事情。
You know, you wish you'd be punished.
你实在是希望你自己受到一点惩罚。
And I know a kid would bang his head on the wall.
小孩的话，有时候是把头就拿去撞墙。
Well, maybe they try to win the compassion from their parents.
所以也许他这样的话，他在父母的心里就很难过，很同情了。
God did indeed look upon the Israelites and sometimes have compassion when they do things to cause a physical pain.
的确，神也那时候也看了以色列民这样子常常他们自己苦待己身，这样子表示痛悔的时候，神也这样子来怜悯他们。
But only by punishing themselves, not enough.
但是光是这样子来惩罚，来这惩罚可刻苦自己没有什么用处。
They have to go to the priest.
他们必须要到祭司那里。
They have to give offerings.
他们必须要献祭。
They have to give sin offerings.
必须要有赎罪祭要献上。
And they have to give transgression offerings too.
而且还有赎愆祭。
And they do that in paying something back to God.
这样子好像说他们在那里要偿还一点他们犯了罪的关系。
Because in their thinking.
因为在他们心里面
When they have done something wrong,
他们知道他们做什么错事的时候
the most important thing is that they have sinned against God.
最要紧的他们就是明白他们是向着神犯罪了
God is the one who is coming short.
而神就是那位被人的罪而短缺了的
Or can we say he's being cheated?
好像是说神是被我们的罪被蒙蔽了
He is being shortchanged when I say cheated.
哦，他是
shortchanged.
人们亏欠了神。
So that's why the Roman chapter 3 verse 23 indeed say that we come in short of glory, come short of glory of God.
所以罗马书才会说人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
When we sin, we indeed have caused God some damage.
的确，当我们受罪的，当我们犯罪的时候，让神受到了伤害。
Well, unless you don't know God.
除非你不认识神。
If we were just like Israelites, we know God.
若是我们像以色列人那样子，我们认识神的话。
We know He created us in His own image.
我们知道他造我们是照他自己的形象造的。
The purpose of life of our Christian are to glorify God.
而我们做基督徒的目的呢，就是站在荣耀神。
So if we have sinned, we have indeed come short of glory of God.
所以若是我们犯罪，我们的确是亏欠神的，亏欠了神的荣耀。
We owe God something.
我们欠了他什么
？There's a remittance that we have to pay back.
所以我们需要偿还。
When I first came to the United States, I was learning new things of the meaning of the word from English.
当我刚刚来美国的时候，对一些这些英文，我要重新学过它一些新的意义。
Remittance was one of them I found.
这个字这个偿还这个字是第一个所发现的。
You know, I receive a bill, an invoice. They have two parts.
拿了这个，当你接受一个收到一个账单的时候，上面有两栏。
One part saying this is your receipt.
有一栏就说这个是让你拿来做收据
actually,
等于是也是等于是一个账单
On the other side, it said remittance.
另外一边呢是说
you have to pay back.
你就说 那部分你要偿还
Or some people are probably have pity on my poor English. Some of the bill says return this portion with your check.
另外一边呢所以他就很仔仔细细说这一半你撕下来跟你付的支票一起交回来。
Dear brothers and sisters, do you realize when we come to God, we are paying him back of the things we do him?
你知道当我们来到神面前的时候我们实在在那里将我们欠神的还给他。
So if we feel that we've done something wrong,
所以当我们觉得我们做了什么错事的时候
the process of repentance,First of all, feeling bad about ourselves.
所以这个当犯罪了之后，第一件事情自己觉得很难过。
The second thing is we have to do something to correct it.
第二件事情，我们就会想到我们该做点什么事情能够补偿回来。
Now, how can we amend our sins?
我们怎么能将我们的罪能补偿呢？
In the Old Testament, it is by sacrifice of the blood.
在旧约的时候，借着献上血。
You realize the meal offering, which is not containing any blood, cannot be an offering for sin.
我想你们各位都知道那些素祭就是这些米面的这些送献上的祭并不能真正能赎你的罪。
The sin offering has to be done with a sacrifice, animal sacrifice, with the blood actually shed.
赎罪的是必须要有一个牲畜要被杀而血流出来。
And that is in our New Testament understanding of Jesus' redemption work.
所以这样我们在新约的亮光里面我们就知道这乃是说到耶稣他赎罪 的工作。
Jesus died for us on the cross.
他为我们死。
To take away our sins.
将我们的罪除去。
To pay back the sins, the wages of sin.
这样子将我们这个罪的工价罪的工价就可以得到偿还。
Oh, there was a so infamous song saying that Jesus paid it all.
有一个很有名的一个诗歌就说到耶稣偿还了我一切的罪债。
He paid it all.
他全部都偿还。
He paid it all with his blood.
他用他的血全部都偿还。
And that's the meaning of the sacrifice the Israelites are doing.
那个就是那个是以前以色列人他们所做的他们的献祭的真意。
And then there's a third meaning of repentance.
那么第三件事情当他们悔改的时候做什么呢
What do you do when you repent?
你做什么呢在你要悔改的时候
you have to make good what you have owed people.
你欠的要还清楚。
Suppose I haven't paid the amount that I have to pay people after a certain due date.
所以若是我还没有 还清楚没有还欠钱的话。
Suppose I have that portion of remittance kept in my pocket for too long.
也许我把这个该付的钱我没有 付出去就一直留在我自己的口袋里。
One day I suddenly pull out a stub and say, oh, I'm sorry, I feel so bad.
然后哪一天一拿出哎呀糟糕这个钱还没付糟糕了。
What do I do?
怎么办呢
I have to pay it back.
我还要马上要偿还回去。
It is not good enough to say, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
因为并不是光说，哎呀，糟糕，我没付，就这么难过就可以了。
Oh,
你要付。
I'm sorry, but you know, somebody might have forgiven me.
也许有人会原谅我。
Indeed, some companies are too busy and they don't have a good accounting system. They forgot about your debt.
那有的时候呢，那个公司会有时候忘记你，有时候没有还，没有付的，他也是忘记了。
But that doesn't mean you are clear.
但是并不表示你就没事了。
You still owe them on the record.
因为你实在在那个记录上面，你还是欠的。
You have to pay it back.
必须要偿还清楚。
This is talking about our, this is also concerning about human relations.
这个也高，也同时也是讲到我们人与人中间的事情。
If we have sinned against man,
若是我们在人跟人中间，我们对了某一位弟兄犯罪，
then it is not enough just to say sorry.
对他说对不起并不够。
You have to do something to make it up.
要必须要做一些什么事情来来还偿还。
You know, Chinese are very expert on these.
你知道中国人是很会这一方面很会的。
What do they do?
怎么做呢？
They will invite somebody home for dinner.
他们就把他先请到家里来吃饭。
And they know each other what's going on here.
然后他们彼此都知道到底心里有数怎么回事。
You know, we Chinese have mastered the art of not have to say sorry.
我们这个中国人常常有时候就有这个有已经很清楚很会不需要真正表面上说那么清楚说哎呀我对不起啊什么的。
But that's not Christian-like.
但是那并不是基督徒的样式。
We have to confess our sins and the shortcomings we have done against people.
我们必须要承认我们犯罪我们要向弟兄姊妹们道歉。
You may not have to treat him with a big meal.
也许你根本不需要那么样跟他大请客一番。
But you have to make up what he's lost.
但是你要将他所你所亏欠的要能够补上。
And this is what the Bible has taught about.
这个也就是也在圣经上所教导我们的。
Sometimes today you have a penalty if you do after a certain date.
现在若是你有时候什么东西付钱付的晚了，他会给你罚，他会罚款。
It is written to pay that much amount of a penalty.
而且他会已经规定好了，若是你晚付的话，你要多付多少。
If you haven't paid your house taxes.
若是你没有还没有付你的这个房租的房税的话
there shall be additional penalty incurred upon.
于是呢就会有要罚款一起都要一起付回去。
But in the Old Testament, it is not like today when it's written on the stuff. It's also said in the law.
那个在也有这样的条例。
So you remember there's a famous tax collector.
我想各位都记得有一个很有名的收税吏。
His name is Short Zacchaeus.
他的名字就是撒该。
And he confessed to the Lord to Jesus, and when he realized he had done something wrong, and he repented.
当他向耶稣忏悔的时候
，He said, "If I have done somebody wrong and unrightfully collected some taxes, I repay him four times."
他说，若是我讹诈了什么人，我就要还他四倍。
John the Baptist also taught about that.
约翰也施洗约翰也这样子来教导。
When he was baptizing people, or I don't know what it's before or after.
他也在那当他在这样像跟人施洗的时候。
He said you have to correct yourself.
他说你必须要悔改。
And.He have told the soldiers not to do again the wrong thing.
他说叫那些士兵不要再来欺负人。
Well, these are the things that we have to be taught on repentance.
这些都是我们在悔改这件事情上面我们应该都学到的。
And when are you going to be baptized?
那么当你要受浸的时候。
When can you be baptized?
你什么时候呢可以受浸。
It is that you have done all these repentance.
就是在当你这些事情都做完的时候。
If we read into Matthew, Book of Matthew, we realize repentance and baptism are connected.
在这里，我们若是读马太福音读完的时候，我们就知道这个受浸跟悔改是连在一起的。
Repentance is something you have done.
悔改是就是当你做了一些什么事情。
Baptism is something have done on you.
而施洗呢，是在你身上所做成的。做成的一件事情。
Let me repeat this. You do something in showing your repentance.
当你做一些事情来表示你悔改。
And when you are baptized, something greater is done on you.
当你受浸的时候，于是有一件事情在你身上就成就。
Now let me tell you something. The baptism is not a pretty sight.
我想各位都知道，受浸并不是一个很好看的事情。
Actually, baptism is quite humiliating.
事实上，受浸是一件蛮不好意思的事。
Look at this. This guy is dipped into the water and picked up all wet.
因为这个人就完全掉到水里面去，然后起来全身湿淋淋的。
And he may be trying to catch a breath, or he may already swallow a few mouths of water.
也许他在那个里头已经喝了一口水，或者是起来的时候有点气憋住了。
What's the meaning of baptism?
那么这样施浸是什么意思呢
？Today we are baptizing people in warm water.
今天呢，我们的受浸池里面的水呢是蛮暖和的。
At those days, people have been baptized in the river of Jordan, very cold water.
在那个时候，在约旦河里面，水相当的凉。
And they don't necessarily do it in summer.
而且他们也不一定就是在夏天里头做。
What is baptism? Why do people have to go through all these trouble?
所以为什么那些人要这样子跑去进冷水呢？
I believe and I trust the first reason is they want to show the repentance.
我相信他的理由第一件事情就是要他们表示他们是真正的悔改。
They want to know that because the kingdom of God is near, I want to repent.
因为他们知道天国近了，所以他们知道他们必须要悔改。
I would have no part with the wrongdoings I've done before.
我再对我以前所做一切的错事，我再也不做。
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。